Kelly King, K-I-N-G, and I'm the Vice President of Pacific Biodiesel.
Well, we are here at Pearl Harbor, and we just heard Secretary Vilsack speak and talk about some of the things that are being done here. First of all, tell me about the tour boats and how they run on biodiesel here.
Well, the tour boats are on 20% biodiesel. That means 80% petroleum. It's about a 35% reduction in emissions, so you actually get an exponential benefit from some of these blends. But we've been, I think we started last year, the year before last in the summer, and they started one at a time as they brought the new shuttle boats in. And they're actually approved for up to 100%. So we're hoping someday to do that experiment where we actually start running them on 100% biodiesel.
Well, tell me about Pacific Biodiesel.
Okay, we've been around for almost 16 years now, and we started in Maui. We actually had the first available biodiesel pump that public could come to and fuel up. And back then, there were, most of our customers back then were environmental hippies and people who were just diehard and, would come and pay 70 cents more a gallon and thank us and tell us to keep the change and, in barefoot and dreadlocks and holy t-shirts and bless their hearts. And it's become, we're getting into the mainstream now. It's become something that over the years has become more and more stringent on the standards. Now the quality standards through ASTM are getting tighter and tighter. And they're to the point now where really biodiesel is pretty close to being a drop-in fuel. I mean, you can put it into almost any diesel engine and any percentage mixed with any percentage diesel fuel.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me about number of plants, production capacity.
Okay. Well, we're building a plant on the Big Island right now. It's about a 5.5 million gallon capacity, and this will be our 13th biodiesel plant. We will be operating five of them. The other ones we built for clients throughout the mainland and from the East Coast to the West Coast. But the capacity is anywhere from 500,000 up to 6 million gallons. And the idea is we call a community-based sustainable biodiesel model, where rather than having one centralized multinational corporation owning all of our fuel for the country, we see the model being all these different biodiesel plants set up and owned locally and using local labor and local resources and selling back into the local communities throughout the country, providing jobs. Our economic model is for every dollar of revenue we bring into the state, 90 cents of it stays here. So when you look at the petroleum model, 90 cents of every dollar leaves our state. And this is kind of the Main Street versus Wall Street idea, where we've always seen it as something. The biggest benefit of biodiesel is being able to be sustainable and local and support your community.
Now, tell me about your feedstocks. What you're using now? What you're testing for the future?
Okay, all of our technology is multi-feedstock, so it can use the most degraded oils up to the purest oils. And the degraded oils, of course, make the best feedstock because they're the cheapest right now. And so all of the biodiesel plants that we built can process used cooking oil. The newer ones can also do grease trap. And everything in between means whatever's growing in that area. Like in Texas, when we built that plant down there with Willie Nelson, we built it to help his cotton farmer friends, and so it processes cottonseed oil. And the West Coast, there's a lot of canola being grown there. Camelina is starting to be grown, so we process that kind of oil, and we work with the farmers in Oregon. On the East Coast, there's a lot of soybean being grown there, so the plants that we built over there, that's a bit of a struggle because we've seen soy go very high as a commodity and sometimes it comes down. But, the fallback is go back to use cooking oil, maybe drop your capacity, but you'll make a profit off of that feedstock. So it's a very flexible model that we've built, and it really focuses on the best resources in the community and the market in the community and, the talent in the community.
How important is federal support? So, like we just had the biodiesel tax incentive kind of go away again. you know, maybe it come back again. Yeah. But also, besides that, the renewable fuel standards, how important are those to you personally, to your company personally?
Well, it's important to our company. It's probably not as important to our company as it is to the many, many startup companies. I mean, we're pretty whole. We don't have a lot of debt because we've been around for so long and we've done things, we've bootstrapped. Mm-hmm. You know, we've put all of our profits into the next project, and we went for like 13 years doing that before we actually started creating outside projects. But it's going to be important to the entire industry as long as the petroleum industry is so heavily subsidized. You can't say that renewable energy should be in a free market when you've got this heavy subsidy on the petroleum side and we have to compete against. So I think as long as we've started to hear rumblings from the administration about maybe disseminating some of these subsidies for the petroleum industry. And if that happened and we were all on a level playing field, that would be great. We wouldn't need those subsidies and those incentives. But right now, it's a drop in the bucket compared to what petroleum gets, but it's the drop that helps us compete.
Very good. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
We're real excited to have the secretary come out and recognize what's happening here and understand that this is it's a local model. Mm-hmm. Support that the military has been moving more and more into sustainability and looking and embracing local community production and especially local biofuels. That's where we have to get to make our communities whole. So I'm excited to see him here. I'm excited for his support, and I'm looking forward to the business council meeting this afternoon.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much. You're reporting from Pearl Harbor. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.